The Basingstoke Select Academy for Young Ladies, Coventry, England, June 1805. A summer evening. Overhead, a full golden moon. A soft masculine voice murmuring in her ear, "Ma chérie, je veux te toucher." A hand drawn across her bosom. Pleasure. Refuge. Connection. She pressed herself closer, and as she did so, to her drifted the faintest scent of lavender, carried gently on the breeze that rustled leaves, caressed flowers, stirred the light muslin hem of her gown. Lavender and witch hazel? A sudden, urgent warning sounded deep in Catherine Brooks's brain, but it was too late. "Miss Brooke, Monsieur de la Motte, what is the meaning of this?" came the outraged voice of Miss Wolfe, headmistress of the very exclusive and even more expensive boarding school at which Catherine had been immured for 2 long, miserable years. Germaine, Monsieur de la Motte, gave an audible gasp of horror, and before Catherine's equally horrified gaze, the dashing music instructor, who had been so bold, so eloquent, seemed abruptly to become a rather large pile of blancmange. He released her and pulled away as if he had just been holding in his arms a repulsive, bad-smelling troll he'd found lurking under a bridge somewhere, and gibbered, "Oh, Mademoiselle Wolfe, forgive me, it was nothing, without significance, a brotherly embrace, to comfort only. The poor demoiselle, so lonely and far from home, and but this one time, I do assure you, it was that I felt so very sorry for her."
"You lie, you weasel," interrupted Catherine hotly.
If she'd had her wits about her, she might have gone along with this inane little story and maybe, just maybe, mitigated this rapidly unfolding disaster. But there was something about the way he was babbling on, as if she was nothing, as if she was without significance, that made a crimson mist of rage rise up in front of her eyes like a vengeful wraith. What had happened to all those bewitchingly romantic words of passion? She wrenched herself around to face Miss Wolfe.
"It's not the first time. We've been meeting in the garden for ages, and he's been kissing me."
Germaine de la Motte, no doubt aware that his days at the Basingstoke Academy for Young Ladies had drawn to an immediate close, and that within mere minutes he would be booted out onto the street with nothing but his hastily packed valise in hand, gave Catherine a look of undisguised malice.
"But recall, mademoiselle, how ardently you sought me out."
Oh, splendid. Now the cat was well and truly let out of the bag, thus making things instantly go from bad to worse. Catherine could feel her fury dissolving with almost ludicrous speed and giving way to soul-shattering embarrassment and shame.
I thought you liked me," she faltered.
He smiled thinly and lifted his shoulders in a Gallic gesture of dismissal.
"Ma pauvre chérie."
His words came at her like a slap in the face, cruel, patronizing, stinging. It had all been a lie, a malign and hard-hearted deception. So much for those embraces, the kisses, the furtive touches here and there, the exciting feel of a man's body against her own. How wrong and awful she'd been. How stupid. How bad. And here to emphasize just how bad was Miss Wolfe again, very nearly sputtering in her fury.
"I can hardly believe my ears that a pupil of mine would stoop so low to solicit such a thing, to sneak about like a sordid criminal. And you but 15, Miss Brooke. Be sure that I shall inform your parents by express first thing tomorrow."